Now, 97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, and Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency present The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Renner on the play action, looking deep. Going to go to Highsmith, leaping for the touchdown. What a grab!
Join us for the next hour of our pregame coverage as Art Chansky and internet legend Bob Lee of Bob Lee Says discuss Carolina football and all the hot topics concerning college football here in town, across the ACC, and across the country.
Still on his feet at the 30. Bernard is going to score. Oh, my goodness, what a run by Gio Bernard. The wide receiver going to throw it. The Tar Heels pick it off. Trey Boston.
The Good Sports is brought to you by the Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency, your one-stop insurance destination right here in the southern part of heaven. Let the Seagrove's Insurance Agency take care of you. Seagrovesinsurance.com. Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage.
Heels with the lead. Another handoff to Bernard. He's into the secondary. Goodbye.
The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
I'm Rod Stutz, Art Chansky, WCHL, and Chapelboro.com is here along with Bob Lee. Bob Lee Says. And you guys were playing Idaho today, not your traditional opponent, but I know that you're excited for the game because you're always ready for Carolina football.
Yes, we are, Ronnie, and I'm so glad that you explained in the first hour why the hell Idaho is on our schedule.
They are another one of those college football prostitutes that will do anything for a check.
Oh, come on.
It's really Tennessee's fault.
It's the Savannah State of the West.
Bob Lee, it's really Tennessee's fault because they've backed out of the country.
I know.
We needed a sucker to come in here to be our seventh home game and hope we make
And South Alabama was already booked.
I hope we make them a sucker by the end of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, Idaho is 0-4, but they were locked in a pretty tight game last week against Wyoming.
That's right.
And they played LSU earlier in the season as well.
Yeah, you know who Fennis Dumbo is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, most famous name in Wyoming sports history. Fennis Dumbo.
Fennis Dumbo.
You know who Kurt Gowdy? Remember Kurt Gowdy?
Cowboy at the mic.
He went to Wyoming. So.
Yeah.
Fennis Dumbo was a basketball player, though.
I remember that now.
We'll ask him who the most famous football player in Wyoming history is.
Okay. All right. What's that got to do with Idaho?
I don't know, but I bet he kicks.
Maybe so.
Let me tell you. Wyoming's right next to Idaho.
Yeah, true.
Right. Yeah.
Big rivals there.
You know, so. Hey, did you guys hear that the word got out that a plane load of people from Moscow arrived at RDU and half the UNC political science department started turning backflips and baking bowls of borscht? Explain that one, Chansky.
Wrong Moscow.
Where is the University of Idaho located?
In Moscow, but you're right at the line. Do not cross.
Exactly.
Well, just kind of put my toes over it and lean over
right
there, right?
Line, do not cross.
Hey, I guess one thing we should say is we have an exciting guest this week on The Good Sports. Tell us about Don McCauley.
Well,
if anybody
Don
needs to hear
McCauley,
that.
You got to say it that way. Don McCauley.
We're going to have him on in the second session, and I'm going to try and go back in time to that day in Keenan Stadium in 1970 when I watched him rip holes out of Duke. Play after play after play, except for the one play where Miller faked.
Don't give that away. That's right. Our big secret.
Secret. We'll talk about that. But here's the question I want to ask before. It's raining out. Carolina fan base is loyal to a point, depending on what the weather is. The over-under at Medina today at the Ryder Cup, there are 45,000 people there. Will our crowd in Keenan match that crowd? Well, we have 45,000 people in stands.
I don't know. You're talking about something beyond my expertise.
Ron, Bob, if he gets to bring up golf, can I bring up the passing of Chris Economaki?
No, well, I have to get in my plug for Davis Love, the great Carolina golfing alum, who sat Tiger Woods down this morning. First time Tiger Woods ever sat out of a Ryder Cup session.
Mm-hmm.
Sat him down, and the Americans won 3 out of 4 matches, and they're ahead 8-4 today going into the afternoon. So that's Davis. You know, mild-mannered Davis Love, great Carolina golfer, but a great captain.
Tiger doesn't roar quite the way he used to.
That's
What's that got to do with Chris Economaki?
I don't know. I don't know what
Chris Economaki is the most famous name in auto racing media. He was always, we're going to go to Chris Economaki down in the pits.
Not anymore, we don't.
No, he died.
That's right. All right.
All the Economaki family, our sympathies go out to you.
Bob Lee, give me your 5 words on last week's game against East Carolina. Let's put that one to bed, as Coach Fedora would say.
We won convincingly, and they're not a rival anyway.
Oh, well.
Really?
Well, no, I'm from Eastern North Carolina. They're a big rival.
Yeah.
But we won, and it was a nice game, but who remembers anything from it except a bunch of sacks?
Well, it was great defense. It really
there
was.
There you go.
The offense was okay. I think they still probably didn't play fast enough.
And we were the only game they played this year that's in their same time zone, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Their next closest game is Texas El Paso.
Do you know that Idaho plays in a dome?
No, I didn't.
Maybe we should take the game out there since it's raining. They play in the Kibbe Dome.
I didn't know about
18,000 people in the Kibbe Dome in Moscow, Idaho.
Well, you know, normally you might think that playing here in the South and on the East Coast might be a little bit of an advantage for Carolina because we're used to warmer weather, but today I think it's negligible.
It's a beautiful, dreary day in Chapel Hill.
They brought the Idaho weather with them. But, you know, I was delighted with the game last week because we really should be 4-0. If Gio didn't get hurt and we had a couple of breaks, we really should be 4-0. But it was important and essential to get back onto into the winning column last weekend. And I heard Coach say in the first session that he really didn't realize how well they did play in defense until he looked the film. And you came up with a great statistic that I provided for you.
I did.
What's the summative score of the third quarter for the Tar Heels?
52-0, but I didn't get that from you.
You didn't?
No. I got that from UNC.
From you.
That's like halfway through the first quarter for Oregon, though, isn't it?
And they're 79-10 for this whole second half this year.
Yeah.
So we ought to play the second half first.
Exactly.
And then end the game.
We should. Well, I know that you guys are all excited about today's show. We got lots of things to talk about. And anything else we need to mention in this first segment of the show?
What are they, like the Huns or the Visigoths or the, what are they, the Lilliputians? The Vandals. That's what they're the Vandals.
They're the
Idaho Vandals.
Do you know why they're the Vandals?
No.
Yeah, because
he's making this stuff up, Stutt.
I think he is.
The Cupid Dome.
The basketball coach in 1917 was a guy named Edmondson, and a German guy, and he liked German history, and the Vandals were a famous German tribe, but also his basketball team played aggressive defense back in 1917, and they stole the ball a lot from the other team.
Mm-hmm.
So the sports editor, or the editor of the student newspaper, the Argonaut, coined them the Vandals because they stole the ball a lot, and that nickname stuck.
Stutz, don't let him hang out with Freddie Krieger and Vic Brewer anymore.
That's true.
I think it's probably unique. Is there anybody else named Vandals?
Right, and Jan Bullock, who hangs signs all over town about, you know, welcome Vandals. You know, she's got those signs all over it. So, you know, today's a great day to rock Chapel Hill.
A beautiful, dreary day in Orange County. Come out. It's almost hot chocolate weather. It's a guy like this kind of. This is football weather. Football weather.
Do you think this will affect the way the game is played today?
Are you going to sit outside today if it's football weather?
Nope. I am going to help Mr. McCauley run the Choo Choo Lounge.
Right.
And we'll talk about that later, too.
If
but I will be in the air conditioned Choo Choo down, eating free hot dogs and drinking lemonade.
Look, if you were really a football fan, you'd be watching a game outside today, like all the other people.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said, if you were a real fan, I'd have $1.50.
Hey, let me ask a question. How many people are going to be sitting outside in the blue zone today?
Well, we decided after the first week, only Mad Dog and Englishman go out in the noonday sun, and no one in the blue zone goes out in the noonday sun except John Cowell and Ricky Packard. But I think we'll see the blue zone will be out there wearing their little fedoras, their little Art Chansky fedoras today in the blue zone. All those people that McCauley sold blue zone tickets to.
We have some very serious business to talk about in our next segment of the show, The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. We'll talk about Holden Thorpe, the chancellor, and the news that there are going to be some changes in the standards by which athletes are admitted to the University of North Carolina. That is on the way next. Later on in the show, Carolina legend Don McCauley, all coming up right here on The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Ron Sutz at Southern Season, the University Mall, back with more after this.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
I'm Edward Holmes, CEO of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We operate 21 locations in North Carolina and are headquartered right here in Chapel Hill. You may know us for our 79-cent fountain drink or sparkling clean and friendly stores, but we're just as proud of our community outreach. Earlier this year, we presented $20,000 to local schools and delivered refillable coffee mugs and gas cards to teachers and employees. At Cruisers, we believe being your locally owned convenience store means taking care of our customers, employees, and the people who make a difference in the community.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Hi, I'm Scott Maitland, proprietor at Top of the Hill. As smooth as a Dre Bly interception and as sweet as a Carolina victory, Topo Vodka is the perfect complement to your Tar Heel tailgate and victory party. Handcrafted on Franklin Street from only local and organic wheat, Topo is truly the spirit of North Carolina. Ask for Topo Vodka in your local ABC store and find establishments everywhere. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on the web at topodistillery.com. Drink local. Drink Topo Vodka, the spirit of North Carolina. Cheers.
Southern States Volkswagen of Durham is having the biggest sale of the year. Every model is on sale, and now is the time to buy your new Volkswagen. All 2012 Volkswagen Jettas, Tiguans, and Beetles take up to $3,000 off MSRP or get 0% for up to 72 months. With these deals, there's just one thing you ought to know. There's only one place you'll ever buy from again. Southern States Volkswagen of Durham, based on stock number W8580. Includes all rebates, 0% on approved credit.
The thing that I noticed about Jabari is even before the game, and he was excited about playing football. And the way he played, it showed. I mean, he was focused in, and I think he bought into the things that we had talked about all week, are just about, it's about us and not about anybody else, and he played that way.
Jabari Price was indeed excited to play football last week, and it's contagious, that enthusiasm. We have other things to talk about today in regards to the University of North Carolina and Chancellor Holden Thorpe. Some big announcements this week, and you guys, I know that everybody wants your take on it.
Well, it was interesting because, a lot of people are saying a lot of things about this. One thing they're saying is Holden's now a lame duck chancellor, so he's going to really do what he wants now because they can't. Nobody can criticize him anymore, and he's already been criticized. But he had a very interesting statement when he came out and said Carolina is going to make national news when the new standards for athletes at Carolina are put into place by the spring, I guess starting with the next school year, for recruits. Now, Bob Lee, what's your take on that? Is that a lot of people are reacting to that, and some people.
Yeah, I did my column on it. I had a great column ready Thursday on replacement refs. I was going to be the 10,000th guy to write a column about replacement refs, and then boom, Holden drops this one on us Thursday afternoon, and there goes my great replacement refs column. But you got to be flexible in our business. Got to know when to fold them, which is, we've been sitting at the BCS poker table for a few years saying we'll ante up to play BCS poker. And now we're folding our cards and pushing back from the table. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know what I think. It doesn't really matter what I think. Everybody agreed with that one. But we call ourselves the University of the People. Okay, who are the people? Are the people the, we want football, we want to go to a BCS game before we die, we love going to the Final Four? Are the people that says a university's purpose is to educate young people? Who are the people that we are the university of? And I don't know the answer to that. Everybody thinks they are, but you can go across the spectrum on this issue of how important should we make athletics so that we make exceptions to let people into college, into this campus, who maybe shouldn't be on campus without delivering pizza or wearing a tool belt, and yet we let them in and give them a full ride in order for their athletic skills. Is that right? That's a sports bar debate that'll go on and on.
Well, that's a good balance there.
That's the way it is right now, and so we have to discuss the way it is because that's how college athletics is run. But there's a lot of people have talked about how many exceptions we've taken over the last 4 years, and statistics have come out to say we really haven't taken any more than we did prior. And to me, that's not the point. The point is those exceptions, how unexceptional were they, and how much extra work had to go into making sure these kids stayed eligible. So I think a lot of people are reacting to Holden. I think we're going to go back to the way it was a few years ago. Now let me give you some my analogy on that. Dean Smith and Roy Williams and Mack Brown, when they were here, you know, they would say, after they got their programs running and all that, they would say to a recruit, you know, you're going to be recruited by a lot of coaches who say, come with us because we're going to do this, we're going to win this and that. And they say, look at what we've done in the past. We want you to come and help us continue that. And I think that's the way it is. Coaches now, if they have a good record with exceptional players, then the school is apt to let them take another one. But if they have a poor record with exceptions, if they don't do well on the field or off the field, then it's going to be harder for those guys to go to the admissions office and get kids in school. So I think Larry Fedora has got his priorities right, and I think he'll do well. And it might take a little time, but when he goes to the admissions office and says, I got a stud linebacker and so forth, and I want to get him in school, they're going to look at how he's done with other marginal athletes that have come into school.
Yeah, I think what makes this a little bit different is the microscope that's over this campus now.
Yeah.
And things that maybe were going on that maybe weren't even, they were, let's say, gray area issues right now. For the next year or so, with our little friends 28 miles to the east, we're not going to be able to do much gray stuff because they're going to be snooping all around and behind every potted palm. And does that matter? Does it matter if Dan Kane is snooping around wearing a pair of Groucho glasses and a fake mustache so he can sneak around the Pope place and McCorkle place? That's going to make it a little bit different.
I don't care about them. They have more exceptions.
Okay, Art Chansky is now making an enemy of Dan Kane.
They get more exceptions in a good year than we have in a bad year. Or in a bad year than we have in a good year. So
you're saying T.A. McClendon was not majoring in nuclear engineering?
No, I don't think he was. But so we do live in a
fishbowl. Or Charles Shackelford or Chris Washburn?
You're right, but it doesn't really matter. We have to decide who we are and what our standards are. And, you know, a lot of Carolina grads have been brokenhearted over the last few years over what's happened. And so I think Holden is exactly right. We have to go back and reevaluate all that and decide who we are and move forward. And this is just one of those changes.
One thing I think this is an indication of, and I hadn't thought about it till I read what he said and I listened to what he said, we're looking at a different Holden Thorpe now than 2 weeks ago. And it's the Holden Thorpe that I knew, but he was so beleaguered and maligned for the last year that he was, you know, he couldn't sleep at night because things were being thrown at him, literally and figuratively. Well, now, really, what can you do to me? I've already said I'm quitting.
Right, yeah.
So I'm kind of unshackled, and that doesn't mean he's going to do anything bad, but he's not going to say, may I, about everything. Mm-hmm. Now, people say, well, does he have a right to do that since he's a lame duck? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a right to do it. He is the chancellor with all the rights that he had. Now, what he has to get permission from the Board of Trustees or the Board of Governors is still the same way it's always been. There's certain things that he has to get permission for, unless you're NC State and you can hire Mary Easley without asking anybody, but we'll move right along on that one. So I think you're going to see a stronger, more deeper, harder-spined Holden Thorpe kicking some butt. Go Holden.
Yeah, well, also, too, you know, you have to say, we'll ask Don about this when it comes on in the next segment.
We're not ever going to bring him on. We're just going to keep talking about it.
What's Carolina going to look like in the next 5 years? Are we going to look like we've looked recently, and maybe 10 years ago, or are we truly going to be the Stanford model? We're going to try and be the Stanford model, because Stanford does it because they have high academic standards, and they succeed on the field. If you don't succeed on the field, no one's talking about you. They don't really care where your academic standards are. That's why no one talks about Duke football, because they don't succeed on the field. So let's not fool ourselves, Bob Lee. You know, we might be fools, but let's not fool ourselves. Carolina still has to win football games.
Shaking his finger at me.
And they're going to do what they have. We're going to do what we have to do to put a competitive product on the field.
And no, regardless, we will be competitive with our comparables. By that, I mean Virginia, NC State, Wake Forest, Duke. You know, we may not get to the Florida State 4-deep, 5-star recruit level, but they're going to be some exciting games in Keenan Stadium with our rivals.
And kids are going to want to come and play for Larry Fedora. I mean, he seems to me to be genuine, and I'm not saying that past coaches weren't, but some of them weren't.
Plus, don't forget that Playboy came out last month and said UNC has the best sex life in all of America.
All right, everybody, time to go to another break now.
I wasn't even aware of that.
I got to hose down Bob Lee here during the break.
All right.
I won't even tell you why they rated our co-eds that way, because that'll really push us over the line, but they did.
Well, thank you.
I didn't say it, folks. Playboy said it.
Let's stay on this side. This is The Good Sports with RC and Bob Lee. And coming up next on WCHL, some excitement in our pregame coverage. We have Don McCauley. We're going to hand him a football and see if he can run his way past all these guys and run over Bob Lee here in the inside the store at Southern Season, University Mall. That is on the way next. Our exclusive pregame coverage, always presented by the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency. And we'll be back with more in just a moment at WCHL.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org.
UNC Family Medicine. Being here for weekend warriors is just one part of caring for the course of your life.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Is your free checking account costing you money? If you are required to maintain an average balance or inconvenienced by limited transactions, you should visit Harrington Bank. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Experience true community banking, where everyone knows your name and it doesn't cost you to bank with us. To learn more, visit one of our three convenient locations in Southern Village, Farrington Road, or Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You know, we still got a long way to go. I mean, before we get to where we want to be, and so hopefully we'll get a little bit better this week. We've made improvement every week, so hopefully at some point during this year we're going to be where we want to be.
We are where we want to be right now at Southern Season University Mall in Chapel Hill. You're listening to The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, part of our exclusive coverage on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Carolina versus Idaho today. Now, here once again is Bob Lee.
I want you all to go back with me now to August of 1967. Yours truly, Bob Lee, is manning the check-in desk at Erringhouse Dorm as the freshman football team is arriving. And this raw-boned, gangly 18-year-old comes up, and I say, "Oh, who are you?" He says, "McCauley." Don said a real soft-spoken McCauley. So I find his name, and I check it off, and I hand him a specimen cup and say, "Bring this in down tomorrow morning for breakfast, and no, you don't get extra credit for filling it up." Now, 45 years later, here he is, the same guy, Don McCauley, number 23 from Garden City, Long
Nice
Island.
To be here, guys.
You remember the specimen cup, McCauley?
I remember like it was yesterday.
You didn't get extra credit
for it. In fact, what I do remember about that first day, I got on the elevator, and I was on with Tony Blanchard, who was also a incoming freshman running back. I thought he was a senior. I looked over to him. He was 6'2", 235, with 21-inch calves. And I
one
asked
of his
him,
calves was as big as both of yours.
Is that when you decided to play defense?
That's when I decided. No. That was the time when I asked him what position he played, and I just wanted to turn around and go back to New York.
And Boot and I were talking about this, he was hard on the outside and soft on the inside, and you are hard both inside and out, McCauley.
I think that's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
Hey, it's great to be here. Hey, Ron, congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you so much.
That's quite a task. all those years getting up and doing the wonderful job that you've done over there.
That's because I'm the only one who's willing to do that. Don, you're still not going to get paid today. It doesn't matter what you say to Stud. He's not in charge of the pay.
Don, those of us who are who live around Chapel Hill and are on the UNC campus a lot and go to football games and everything, we get a chance to see you all the time. But for the folks who are not here, it's an absolute thrill to hear you on this radio show.
All right. Thank you for the invitation today.
Don, you work for the Rams Club now. You came down here. You were in the restaurant business for years after retiring from football, and then you decided you wanted to retire or spend your retirement years or your senior years in Chapel Hill, and now you partly retired because you're one of the key cogs in the Rams Club that had a very big challenge recently in terms of the football regime switching over, and you had a great building that had to be sold out. And behind you and Ken Mack, you did a wonderful job, and the Blue Zone is now more than 90% sold out. And you, I understand that you and Ken, having played here, understood what it was like to be a student athlete and to have the fans support you. And you were the ones that had to call a lot of the donors who were upset over the coaching change. And what did you tell them when you talked to them?
It was tough. I mean, I probably made 80, 90 phone calls. It was basically talking people off the ledge. They're very upset about where we were, you know, with the football program. And speaking as a student athlete, how important it is for those athletes on the field to look up and see someone in those seats. And it's not these kids' fault that we were in a position we were. I mean, we certainly let our guard down. It was our turn to go over the, you know, over the side in a barrel. And I just think that, you know, they wanted an answer. And I would say we lost all but one or two.
Mm-hmm. And what did you ask them to, as a favor,
us for a year? You know, if you did sign into the Blue Zone, mm-hmm. if you had a 5 or 10 year commitment, just give us this 1 year. If you're not on board next year, you know, we'll rip up the contract. And, you know, again, all but maybe one. I mean, we had a great, you know, a record as far as getting people on board. Ken Mack, you know, who coached here and also played here, mm-hmm. who also wore number 23 here, you know, did a marvelous job and, you know, prepping all of us and, you know, what is important on the university and what we should be looking for.
And that says a lot about the Carolina supporters, too, because as mad as they were willing to stick around a year and see what direction the program went. And then all of a sudden, Bubba Cunningham was mm-hmm. hired, and then Larry Fedora was hired. And right. instantly, I think that gave great optimism and it's the first indication that we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's unquestionable. I think we'll look down the road. 2 years from now, we're going to look back, and, you know, as tough as things were in Chapel Hill, the fact that we got Bubba Cunningham here and Larry Fedora, that it's, you know, we're coming out ahead. You know, and we've, you know, withstood just a horrible situation.
Well, we're glad that you were behind it, and Ken Mack as well. And I think it was a great strategic move by John Montgomery to let you guys go and talk shop with some of the donors who weren't the happiest people in the world. But now I think they all agree that we are heading in the right direction, and there's a bright future for Carolina football.
Don, I've got a special question for you. This week when I told people through my blog and everything, you know, the people that I saw that we were going to have you as our guest, unanimously, they all came up with the same question. You got to ask McCauley. Of all the hundreds of, how many carries did you have in your UNC career? Pick a number. I don't care.
Oh, boy. In my career, I'm not sure. Okay. I mean, my senior
hundreds
year, I know I averaged
carries.
30 carries.
Oh, okay. So it's 300 a year, over 1,000 carries.
Right.
But perhaps your most famous play is one where you did not carry the ball.
Oh,
and everyone wants to know, on the Paul Miller bootleg, did you think you were going to get the ball when you went into the line off of Hula's right shoulder?
I certainly did. In fact, we were on a sideline, Mel, and Paul was, you know, talking to Bob Lee.
Yeah. Pseudonyms only here, please.
To Coach Dooley, Paul Miller.
That's all right. That's all right, boy.
As we were heading back out of the field, Paul turned to me, looked me in the eye, and said, Don, and hit me on the side of the head. Like, what does that mean? And I thought he was just trying to pump me up, like, whatever you do, don't fumble, we're down there. But I remember lining up in the I formation. I remember heading toward the hole. I remember something hitting my side, and the ball was gone. And I thought I fumbled. And if you watch a replay of that, I dove into a pile, looking all around the place, and finally looked out to the right and saw a fall. So I did not know about
so
that.
So you were faked out too.
You looked
in your breadbasket,
oh,
and it wasn't
and
there.
I dove, and I was reaching for anything and everything. When I
remember you diving into the pile, and it looked like you were just really acting out the fake.
So 50,000 people plus number 23 were all surprised to see Miller walking around the right end, holding the ball up and handing it to the referee.
Especially the 11 Dukies on defense. I mean, what a sucker job that was. But
and the great thing about that game, a lot of people don't realize that if Duke won that game, they would have won the conference. And again, with that, we got the invitation to the Peach Bowl. So it was Coach Dooley's first bowl appearance.
That's right. And I remember as
playing Spaghetti Joe Spagnuolo in the snow-driven Peach Bowl at Grant Field
under Frank Cush.
I remember going to see Coach Dooley when you were a sophomore and asking about you, and he said, "I said, what about Don McCauley, Coach?" And he said, "Ought." He's a good one. He's a real good one. I said, "Coach, you want to elaborate on that?" He said, "Nope."
That is how Coach used to elaborate.
Like, yeah. All right, now we've got Gio Bernard now, mm-hmm. and we've got Choo Choo way out there, and then we got you, and then we got a bunch of other guys between you and Gio. Off the top of your head, and I haven't given him a chance to think about this, name your four. Now you knew some of these guys, but take out personal relationships. Right. Your four top running backs between you and Gio Bernard. Through in Carolina, wore the Carolina helmet.
Me and Gio. So let me.
You and Gio and four others. Here we go.
I would say Ken Willard. I'm going to go back into the 60s there.
Gotcha.
Which I always thought he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves.
He even had a better jaw than you got.
Oh, he was chiseled out of granite. You know. So.
Okay, Ken Willard.
Ken Willard, Famous Amos. I mean, he was always
okay. A different kind
players.
Of back than you were. He was a scat back. No one ever called you a scat back.
Nope, never a scat back. Okay. I'm going to go with Mike Boyd.
The late Mike, what we know, Pete passed away a few months ago.
The Space Cowboy.
And let's say Natron Means, that for his power and what a wonderful career he had with San Diego.
Now, he was similar. He was a between-the-tackles guy.
He was, a little bit bigger.
Talk about a set of legs. Whoa, Lord.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Kelvin Bryant just walked in. He said he wants to see you after the show.
Kelvin also.
We limited to the top 10 now. Yeah, exactly. Don't want to leave anybody out.
You know what? I could add so many. I was so proud that I was the first 1,000-yard back here. I couldn't believe that nobody had reached that milestone before myself, and Ken Willard included. And to have that string go as leading the country, I think we had 23,000-yard rushers, and then there was a drought. I think Jonathan Linton in 97 was the last. Now Gio last year.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Coach Dooley was interesting because I heard Bob Lee joke about 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but the offense that he had was built for a tailback like you. And then what that did made kids want to come here.
Right.
And then in later years, even when Dooley moved on, you know, under Dick Crum and under Mac, you know, we recruited a lot of great tailbacks.
It was a great selling tool.
That
it really was.
Yeah.
And it did pay off for us.
Does your wife, Tracy, have anywhere in your den, anywhere in your home, that famous picture of you walking off the Keenan greensward with the mud and the hole, you're drained, you've left everything on the field, and you're walking off for the final time? Did Rick Brewer take that one?
I'll
bet.
The one I like best is the one you've been carried off the field, and you see from the back.
Oh, right at the end of the game.
That
was pretty special. I think that... That's all up in the attic. It's all passing
off. Now, but you got your grandsons now. You got to bring it out for little Omar and
that's
others.
Right.
This was grand. This was granddaddy. You really did this.
And he was telling us earlier today that he actually was. I said, "When's the last time you picked up a football?" And he said, "Earlier today, about a half an hour ago, I was playing with my grandson." That's really cool.
He calls me Mac, and he told me, "Mac, go deep." So I was going deep on a front lawn.
Don, you played in the NFL. You know, a lot of people around here may not remember what a stellar career you had, but you played, and I don't want to bring reference to how old you are, but you did play with Johnny Unitas, right? And you played with Len Moore and some of the other great Colts of legendary.
Not Lenny Moore, but
Lydell Mitchell.
The highlight of my career was playing with Johnny Unitas, and what a gentleman he was. You know, to line up in that huddle and look over and see those skinny little bow legs with the high black tops, and again, and what a model he
did
was.
Did he control the huddle, Don?
Oh boy, did he control the huddle! You know,
you didn't suggest plays to Unitas.
I couldn't even think of anything to say to him. In fact, my locker was next to him.
Yes, sir. Wow.
I almost have to write out. But what can I say, to
Mr. Unitas?
Legend, Mr. Unitas.
Exactly.
But you know, wonderful career. 11 years, retired in my 12th year. Mm-hmm. Made some great friends, and how proud I am, you know, to have played in the NFL representing North Carolina.
And what is the legion of NFL players from your era? What is it like to still be in connection with them, and how do they feel about the game as it's played today and all the off-field things that are going on?
Well, I mean, one thing on the field, it's a safer game today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I look back to, you know, that pre-93, there's about 4,000 of us still kicking out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a safer game, again, where, you know, acting as a guinea pig that we played on AstroTurf and Tartan Turf, you could deliver blows to the head. The equipment wasn't as good. We wore suspension helmets. When I first came to the Colts, I didn't even wear a mouthpiece, so you can imagine. So the big difference there is that it is a safer game. Obviously, money is a big issue. You know, I was a first-round draft choice, and I think my total package for 3 years was about $150,000. Same guy drafted where I was this year got $18 million. So
the Saints pay better than that for bump bounties, don't they?
How fast did it take Boone to spend $150,000?
He went through it quick. I gave it to him. And infinite, good old restaurant business. But, it's the NFL for a retiree today is the pension could be better. You know, we did get an increase in the recent collective bargaining agreement, and it's called a legacy fund. But, if I had played baseball, in baseball, if you play 10 years, you're fully vested. At age 62, your pension's $190,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a pretty good plan.
My goodness.
And I would say ours, you know, a more dangerous sport, I'm probably making a fifth or a sixth of that.
Let me ask a real quick question. We've got to go to a break. We're talking about game being safer, and injuries are a big part of the game now, and Gio's been out for a couple of games, and everybody's getting hurt now, both pro and college. Did you ever miss a game in your college career?
No, I don't believe I did.
Wow. You were carrying the ball 30 times a game, and people were banging on.
Yep,
everybody was going through your knees and your hips and everything else.
I tell you, Bob Lee, I did a lot of praying before games. So.
And how injured were you in the NFL? Think back about a game that you played when you were the most injured.
From head to toe. Uh-huh. I mean, it's equivalent of being in a car wreck once a week. Uh-huh. I mean, it's that physical. The difference also from the players today to when I played is the practice. Training camp was 6 weeks. We had double, triple sessions. We had scrimmages. The players today basically go out just with their helmets on and, you know.
Did you have to face Mike Curtis in inter-squad games?
I certainly did.
And Bubba Smith? And
that was then Bubba.
Yeah.
And, some wonderful, wonderful, players that I played with during my career. And how proud I am to be a Baltimore Colt.
Well, when Sunday evening came and you had just played an NFL game, literally, I mean, it took you the entire week for your body to be in the kind of condition to be ready to play again.
Yeah. As time goes on, my first couple of years, you played on a Sunday. By Tuesday, I'm healthy. Toward the end of my career, Sunday to Sunday, I was still sore.
Wow.
And that's when it's time to give it up.
Well, not only was he one of the greatest running backs in Carolina football history, but he was one of the most durable football players we've ever had here, too. And Don McCauley is with us. We're going to be back more in just a moment. This is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee on WCHL. Don McCauley here. I'm Ron Stutz. We're at Southern Season University Mall. Back with more after this timeout.
Stick around. Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty, who you'll be hearing from in the coming months.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
I'm Edward Holmes, CEO of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. If your morning includes a stop at the coffee shop, we invite you to try our premium coffees without the wait at Cruiser's. Our Chapel Hill North store is now serving lattes, mochas, and cappuccinos featuring locally roasted coffee from Larry's Beans. Get them hot or cold and add a shot of chocolate, vanilla, or caramel. Pick up a fresh baked biscuit, pastry, or muffin, and you'll be sure to start your day right. Join us for real coffee, real quick, at Cruiser's in Chapel Hill North.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Integrate, to combine into one unified system. At Duke Integrative Primary Care, our expert physicians, fitness teachers, and nutrition counselors know that it takes more than medicine to heal. At our state-of-the-art facilities, we offer you strength, transformation, healing, and peace in addition to the very best medical care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all, and now accepting insurance. Duke Integrative Primary Care. Transforming your health and your life.
Back now, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Ron Stutz, Southern Season, University Mall. Now back to Art and Bob.
Hey, we're going to talk. I got a question.
Okay. Quick one. Make it
combining,
quick.
Combining the two, your two careers, or your three counting being a restaurant owner, but your two careers being a working for the Rams Club and the playing football, which is tougher? Facing a 3rd and 5 and a game-winning drive where you've got to get a first down, or asking someone for $1 million?
That's a great question.
The first time probably, you ask a donor or alumni for $1 million.
The first one, I mean, it's a tough ask. But it's hopefully you've done your homework.
I bet it's still kind of tough, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. But then 3rd and 5, if you have a Dick Butkus or a Mike Curtis there in the attitude, I would say. Joe Schmidt there. He was
Nick Bonacani.
Nick Bonacani.
Well, speaking of Nick Bonacani and the Dolphins, he's got a great story. We got to hear this story. He was telling me during the break. Tell the Shula story.
Well, Don Shula, my senior year at Carolina, I was at home waiting for the draft, and I got a call from the Miami Dolphins. And what's he showing me? I can't see.
Yeah, from this is it.
Yep. And I had gotten a call from the Miami Dolphins and said that you're going to be our number one draft pick, which I turned back and, like, you know, Miami Dolphins, I mean, they're loaded with running back. 3 minutes later, the Colts called and said, we just selected you to number one. And the way it turned out that when Don Shula left Baltimore to go to Miami, I was the compensation awarded back to the Colts. So to this day, the McCauley family was the only one who figured who got the better deal out of this one.
Wow.
And that was the year that
went a bar bet and he's not here.
No, do you still have to pay at Don Shula's place over the show?
You get a free baked potato when you go to Shula's Steakhouse on that one.
But look,
You were drafted in 1971. Look at some of the names in this draft. Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning, Dan Pastorini.
It was the year of the quarterback.
Yeah, first two
Joe
guys
Kaiser.
Quarterbacks. Jack Youngblood was in your class.
Right.
Man, oh, man.
Jack Tatum.
Yeah. Oh, Jack Tatum, John Brockington. It was a great class.
It was a great
class.
Now, those guys that played on other teams, but when you're with them now at NFL alumni functions, golf tournaments, times when the alumni get together, you're all a band of brothers now, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, wonderful. It really
the
is.
Different colored jerseys don't matter. Mm-hmm. You all understand you went through the same meat grinder for those
it
years.
It was, and we had the same issues, like I was talking about before. And, you know, how can the older veterans be helped?
And what kind of replacement hip did you get? Did you get a porcelain or a steel one?
Oh,
you know?
Boy. I mean, we talk about our injuries to one another, and it brings back, you know, you forget about all those.
But they're not hated rivals.
Oh, they're wonderful. I mean, I love seeing, you know, that a lot of people, Jack Lambert I ran into, and he used to put the fear of God into me, and, you know, it's like we're brothers now.
And I know enough about a lot of your contemporaries. You're really that way with your college rivals at NC State. Leo Hart at Duke's
Hart's
a good friend, and Johnny Evans and Jack Whitley and some of those guys and the guys at Wake Forest. Once you put aside that and your playing days are over, you all understand, man, what we went through. We had to be crazy to do what we did.
It's a band of brothers.
It's a band of brothers.
Yeah, Don, you know, really, when you read the stories about Jim McMahon and you hear about Junior Seau, you have such a you've had a great life, wonderful family, Tracy and your daughters and great-grandchildren. You've got to consider yourself so lucky, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wonderful. It really is. Yeah. And certainly have been blessed. And, you know, blessed to be back in Chapel Hill.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we hope you stay for a long time. Now,
let's get him to help us with our picks.
We're going to do something here. We have on Chapel Bowl, we have a bracket to pick the best Carolina football players of all time, and they're seated like the NCAA tournament bracket. And we're now into the second round where there's 32 players left. So I'm going to ask you to help us make some of these picks, okay?
And if
you want to,
all of these are former Lettermen that we're trying to bring back
right,
to Carolina.
Back to the fold, exactly.
If you want to abstain, you can just do that.
Yeah, you're going
to
make it tough.
All right, in one of our offensive quadrants where we have 16, actually we have 8 players to choose. Charlie Justice versus T.J. Yates. Who would you pick there?
Well, I've got to go with Choo Choo.
All right.
He's closer to my age. That's
all right. Then we got his one. Ken Huff, I know, who's your good buddy now, versus he's the 5th seed versus the 4th seed, Algie Crumpler, who played tight end.
Oh, two different positions. But I'd have to give it to Huffer.
You
he was
Huffer.
The Colts. First round, second guy picked, ahead of Walter Payton.
So he blocked for you for most of those dozen years.
Wow. All right, the next one, Harris Barton and Art Weiner, the two greatest Jewish players in Carolina history.
Who would you pick?
What about Lenny Rosenbluth?
Well, that's a toss-up.
Football player.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Lee. Football player. All right. Art was number third. Number six. Harris Barton was a great player for the Niners all those years.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Art's in the College Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess I would have to go with Art.
And he played both ways.
How many rings has he got?
Mm-hmm.
Barton's got what? Six rings?
Oh, no.
He got Montana all his rings, didn't he?
You notice every time so far, Don has gone with the older player.
That's
all right.
Notice that?
Here's a tough one for you.
True to form.
Because you mentioned both of them. Number the two seed is Amos Lawrence. Seventh seed is Mike Voigt.
Wow.
I would say
you can pick up. You're allowed one pass, Macaulay.
The 4,000 yards.
All right.
That's quite an accomplishment.
All right. We go to the next offensive coordinator. All right. The number nine seed is Ronald Curry. The number one seed is Don McCauley. Who would you pick there?
Well, I was a better running back, and he was a better quarterback.
That is very diplomatic.
That's a good political answer.
We'll move right along.
All right. The two Rons, fourth seed Ron Rusnak, the Rooster, right?
Right.
And number five, Ron Wooten. Who would you pick?
Ooh.
Ron Stutz.
That's a toss-up.
Wooten is still a big supporter of the Rams club, so we're going to go with Wooten on that one.
You know, I got to play against Wooten in the pros, so I'm going to have to probably say Wooten.
He was one of your New England Patriots,
right,
there, Chansky.
That's right, exactly. Now, the third seed is Mark May, quarterback, against the sixth seed, Natron Means, the tailback, and that seeding is probably not really accurate.
Right. Yeah. I'd have to go with Natron.
Those running backs stick together, the real band of brothers.
Pick of Steve's.
And here's a chance to give some love to the guy you left out. The second seed is Kelvin Bryant. The seventh seed is Dwight Jones, a wide receiver. Obviously you pick with Kelvin. All right, well,
I thought he did mention him as one of my top four.
Well, we mentioned him for you.
all
of our fans down in Tarboro, we got to keep the Tarboro group happy.
Well, it's the bracket on chapelbury.com to pick the greatest Tar Heel football player of all time. The second round is open now, so, you know, go on the site, click the banner, and register. If you haven't registered, register. If you have registered, just sign in with the email.
Doesn't the winner get a lifetime supply of cheese straws?
Yeah.
I think so.
What does the winner get?
We get, you get,
I don't get anything.
We get prizes out intermediary weeks before we pick the all-time winner. So we're gonna start picking winners this week.
Don said he'd do a complimentary suite at the Blue Zone.
And we're starting to get down to the nitty gritty. So it's exciting. We have the whole defensive side of the bracket too. So go on to the website and pick your favorite Tar Heel football player of all time.
That is WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, and the grand prize winner will get, I'm just making this up right now, five wonderful days and four glorious nights with Art Chansky. So, that's an FN Center.
And a great big basket of cheese straws.
Hey, we got a
two-minute drill coming up.
Exactly,
don't we
got a two-minute drill coming up in our next segment. I want to say personally thanks to Don McCauley for being with us.
Right. Do we have great guests or what?
Yeah, no kidding.
Brings back some wonderful memories.
Yeah, Don, thanks for coming. And do you think the Tar Heels will have any trouble with Idaho today?
I don't think so, especially if they're a passing game. The weather's not going to help them.
Right.
I think the great conditioning that we're in, I think we wear teams out. I think that's why you haven't seen anybody scoring us in the third quarter. Reminds me of the Bill Dooley days.
That's right.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier in the week in a conversation with Jones Angel. Do you think Carolina's superior conditioning, the way we're so accustomed to going with a fast pace and everything else,
and a great shape
makes a big difference in the second half? Because look at what we've done in the second half.
Let me ask you, how come we're not so in such great shape the first half? Why is that?
I think it takes us a while to get in rhythm. I mean, I think that they've, Coach Brodeur's done a great job of implementing the new system. And remember, it's still a new system, so it's getting there.
Exactly, reading that off a 3x5 card. Coach,
I think it's his halftime pep talk. He doesn't take credit for that, but I
think he did the pep talk at the Louisville game. You did the pep talk at Louisville, didn't you?
Don McCauley.
Sure, John Bunning.
Don McCauley.
Bunning did that.
Attention, Don McCauley, please report to the Carolina locker room.
We need to have to wake these guys up, McCauley.
Thanks a million. I appreciate you being here and bringing Boone, who's back in town. And we'll look forward to seeing him as well.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you later today at the game, I hope. And Carolina taking on Idaho, 3:30 is kick time, and we will be here until 2:30 with our pregame coverage live at Southern Season University Mall. This is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Ryan Stutz. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Southern States Volkswagen of Durham is having their biggest sale of the year. Every model is on sale, and now is the time to buy your new Volkswagen. Take up to $2,500 off the 2012 Volkswagen Passat or get 0% for up to 72 months. With these deals, there's just one thing you ought to know. There's only one place you'll ever buy a car from again. Southern States Volkswagen of Durham. Based on stock number W8595. Includes all rebates, 0% on approved credit.
Hi, I'm Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill. Top of the Hill helped forge the North Carolina microbrewing renaissance, and we are now proud to lead the state in micro distilling. Our organic Topo Vodka is handcrafted from scratch in our Franklin Street distillery using only local organic soft red winter wheat. Ask for it in your local ABC store and fine establishments everywhere. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or the web, topodistillery.com. Drink local, drink Topo Vodka, the spirit of North Carolina. Cheers!
If you're a woman looking for prenatal care, you should know about UNC Family Medicine. They know how important your pregnancy, birth experience, and first years of your child's life are to you and to your family. And now they offer group care, social support, and parenting classes for new parents. Young families are choosing UNC Family Medicine for excellent care offered for prenatal, postpartum, well baby, and well child care. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. For more information, visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Southern season, University Mall. I'm Ron Stutz. And come on, take a free ride. It's not free today. You can come to University Mall, park here, take a Chapel Hill Transit bus to the game. And that's a good trouble-free way to go with the rain and everything. They'll take you very close to the front gate, and you can enjoy the game. Carolina versus Idaho today. And we're going to get one more final word with Sean Collier, Southern season, just a moment here. But let's go ahead and get into our two-minute drill. And this is where we ask some interesting questions at the end of the show with Art Chansky and Bob Lee. And first of all, guys, we got Carolina and Idaho today in Keenan Stadium, but name two other games this week that you're going to be following.
All right, for me, it's let's see if Toby's boys at the Brickyard are for real. When NC, in fact, they're playing right now, NC State down at Miami. Mm-hmm. And I want to watch that one to see if State is for real and can play real big boy football after having played the junior varsities for the last few weeks. And my second game, and this one's coming out of the blue, Norwood Teague's Minnesota Golden Gophers playing Iowa. Iowa, with a $5 million coach, has fallen completely off of the chart. They're not even the top 50 anymore. Can the Golden Gophers of Norwood Teague beat the Hawkeyes?
My game's at Texas at Oklahoma State. Chance to see how good Mack Brown's team really is. They're playing without two defensive starters and the starting kicker, and you know how many points Oklahoma State can score. And my other games are a choice between these great games on TV today. Can you believe these games are on TV? Central Connecticut, Sacred Heart, Stony Brook Army, and Westchester versus Cal.
I can't wait to watch all three of those.
Boy, that's why God invented flat screen HDTV.
That's why God invented cable. My goodness gracious.
Well, it's kind of early in the season, but who are your Heisman favorites so far this year?
Well, it ain't Matt Barkley no more. He'd been buried by the Cardinal Sequoia tree. So you got to look at either the West Virginia guy, Geno Smith, or the next Charlie Ward down at Florida State, T.J. Manuel.
Okay. Well, Monty Ball from Wisconsin's been injured. Landry Jones, Oklahoma, they lost the other week to K-State. So, I mean, I think Matt Barkley can still get back into it from an individual number standpoint. It's a long season.
We've done a lot of joking around about Idaho. Idaho, of course, is so far away. Everybody's talked about why they're on the Carolina schedule. I think we've explained all that in great detail. But, Bob Lee, can you name two other cities in Idaho?
And we won't even count Moscow, because we already did our Moscow.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
One of the greatest named cities. If I ever write a novel, someone in it's going to come from Pocatello, Idaho. I love it. It's like Redondo Beach, California, Valdosta, Georgia, and Pocatello, and Coeur d'Alene, where all the Brotherhood, the Aryan Brotherhood has all their
camps. What was that
again? Coeur d'Alene. Idaho.
Well, besides our geography star here, I don't know any other cities besides those, but I'll tell you what. Do you realize that Pullman, Washington, where Washington State is, is 8 miles from Moscow, Idaho, just like Duke and Carolina?
Exactly.
And do you know that John Blanchard played for Stanford, our senior associate athletic director, played for Stanford, and when they went up to play at Washington State, he said some of his teammates broke curfew, snuck over the state line to Moscow, Idaho, because that was a wet county, Pullman was a dry county. And that's where they got caught breaking curfew. And they lost to Washington State.
Go to the next question.
What a great memory. Right. Can you name a vandal?
Yeah. It's not going to be Genghis Khan. It's Mark Schlereth, the ESPN analyst and longtime NFL lineman. came played for the Vandals of Idaho. Mark Schlereth, the cool guy with the goatee on ESPN.
Well, but watch out for today's Vandal, Dominique Blackman, a quarterback for the Vandals who's built like a sack of potatoes, 6'5", 230, and has completed 73%
of the Mark Schlereth's son pitches for the Tigers.
All right. Well, let's see how far that gets him today. Also, we have your predictions coming up. Save those for a moment. Want to grab a moment with Sean Collier, general manager here at Southern Season. Sean, thank you so much for hosting us today for our pregame coverage.
We really appreciate you guys being out here every week for these home games. It means a lot to us, and we love our customers, and we're glad they come out and support us as well. And it's a great partnership, so we thank you guys really a lot.
A lot of crazy things going on in here. I know you got a lot of activity inside the store, and congratulations on having such a great venue. Congratulations on being the new general manager, and we love being over here, too.
You know, we think everybody knows about this place. Everybody doesn't know about it. Everybody does. They need this.
You'd be surprised at how many people are still finding us every week.
It is so unique. I mean, there are a lot of chain stores, big box stores. This is unique. This is a Chapel Hill original, and it's just a cool. If you don't buy anything, we want you to buy stuff, of course, but just to walk through this store, it smells good. It looks
this
good.
This should
it's
be
fun.
On everyone's bucket list. Things to do. I mean, this should be the bucket list of things to do.
Southern Season, the bucket list store.
Visit Southern Season. Come out. Have a good time.
Really, it's a great place.
It's a store with a nationwide reputation, certainly, but Bob Lee is just angling for another tin of cheese curls. You've got to realize that.
I might have to hook him up. We'll see.
It's a great place. Everybody come to Southern Season.
But Sean, thank you for being here. Thank you for playing with pain and hosting us here every home game. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Rod. We appreciate you guys again.
All right. Sean Collier, general manager at Southern Season, University Mall, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Now, let's get to the predictions for this week's games. What do you guys think? Vandals and Tar Heels today in the rain, Kenan Stadium. Give us your feelings on this game.
Well, I just want a little history. You asked the same question last week, and what did I say? Tar Heels by 21. What was the final score? 27-6.
You were right.
So I'm telling you right now, Tar Heels today by 35.
Oh, no, I don't see that. I'd love to see it because I love scoreboard spinning, but I see 25-10 and just kind of another when it's over, we won. I don't see a real excitement, but it's a great – you're not going to burn out today. Today is not a roast on the north side kind of game. It's a beautiful day to watch football. I think the rain is going away, and I see about 25-10. Boys in blue coming out ahead.
Tar Heels by 35. Get ready for the whiteout next week and the Hokies of Virginia Tech.
Hey, listen, today is Military Appreciation Day. I don't know how much of those festivities will have to be curtailed because of the rain today.
Don't
know about the flyover.
Oh, got to have a flyover.
Don't
love
know
flyovers.
If that'll happen because we love those things. Oh, but they will be paying tribute to a lot of military personnel, the men and women who have served this country so well. And Coach Larry Fedora is excited about that. There's even a change in the logo at midfield, a change on the helmets Carolina would be playing today. And
camo helmets?
Folks are going to be standing up a lot today paying tribute to these folks.
Well, it's a wonderful tribute, and it's a great way to get some people in the stands, and I'm happy that we're doing it, and let's have a big win. What do you say?
What kind of a game is this going to be today? I mean, it's obviously a wet field, may or may not be raining. What
my concern is they're not going to get up for Idaho. Now, you should get up for every game because you only play, 48 in your career.
And, sure.
And that maybe get, but this is not a game. You got Virginia Tech next week. That's a big conference game. That's a major statement game for Larry Fedora. This runs the risk of being the fall in the crack between East Carolina and Virginia Tech. So they're going to have to get themselves up to go out there and play 60 minutes of football today.
Bob Lee, I hate to say it, but once in a while I disagree with you. I don't think we're at the stage of this program where we can have a game where we're not up for it. This team is building something. It's got to be excited to play. Fedora's going to make them excited to play. They're going to play the best first half they've played all year. Today they're going to blow them out.
I love the sound of that.
I'd love for him to be right on that one.
You know, Coach Fedora has said already this season that our goal each week, no matter who we play, is to be 1-0 this week. And I think this guy has an infectious personality, and I think he's it may take a while, but I think he's going to rub off on this team, and all these guys are going to start feeling that way. Be 1-0 that week, and that's all that counts.
That's right. 1-0, baby.
All right. Well,
welcome back, Geo, full speed.
Yeah. Exactly, because he was not 100% last week. He was effective, but he was not the usual Gio Bernard. And thank goodness we have gotten some extra playing time for Romar Morris, who is an outstanding football player.
I think we ought to suit up McCauley. Did he look like he could go out there right now and get that those two yards we need?
I asked him that question earlier in the day. I said, some people talk about what great shape you're in now. You think you could go out there and play today? And he said, maybe for a couple of carries.
I tell you, Don and I and the other former Letterman will be in the Choo Choo Lounge on the South Concourse. I want everybody to come by at halftime and meet Don McCauley in the Choo Choo Lounge on the South Concourse of Keenan today.
He's quite a guy.
He's my buddy.
You can get in there if you're not a Letterman?
Tell him you know me.
Tell him.
They got the little Jewish kid. Who did he play for? Not that far. That's Kansas.
Yeah, you can. If you tell him, Bob Lee when you go. That might
Bob, get right at the line again, Bob.
Free hot dog and lemonade for Chansky.
All right. Hey, listen, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. Bob Lee, we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely. Me and the Hokies. Frank Chansky. Beamer, Chansky, and Bob Lee, and Stutz, and Frank Beamer.
Art Chansky, I'll see you again on Monday because we work together.
Absolutely.
All right. Good Sports, Bob Lee, Art C. It all happens here, Southern Season, University Mall. I'm Ron Stutz, also the host of Countdown to Kickoff on WCHL. Always at least 3 hours before game time. Carolina and Idaho coming up today in Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. It is the Tar Heels and the Vandals. You'll hear it all right here on WCHL.